broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Tonight, 8 o'clock sharp. Good job, Spencer. Got us on the air on time.
Yep.
You on, Neil? You going to talk to us?
Okay, I'll talk
to you. Hey, how you doing, Spencer?
Didn't have mine on yet.
Why not?
I got you turned on.
Hey, thank you for having me turned on.
That's the important part, right?
You always have me turned on, Neil. Them shirts you wear. Beautiful smile.
Beautiful smile.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, we're here at Sports Talk tonight. Bubba and Fee. Fee is not here. He may show. He may not show. He's my partner's got a bad back, folks, and I'm worried about my friend.
He's probably got a bad back from carrying you all day.
He has carried me for 5 years. How many years have we been doing this, Spencer?
It'll be. I lost track. I think it'll be 5 in December.
How long have you owned this? Had this baby running?
A month before that.
Are we gonna have a? We should do a bash.
There you go. Okay.
You in or out?
I don't care.
All right.
I don't even remember when it was, so it's not.
Well, you gotta know.
It's gotta have that marked in the calendar somewhere.
No,
you gotta have when you paid your first bill. You got.
That'd be like me for my wife's anniversary.
I'm sure I have that stuff somewhere if I wanted to go look at it, but I don't care.
What's wrong with your car?
I got my second flat tire in 3 weeks.
Impossible.
Not in my alley. It isn't.
Maybe somebody's doing something to your tires.
Did you make angry?
I didn't make anybody angry, but there's a little construction going on next door to me, and that's what I'm blaming.
Off.
Yeah, I think nails can maybe get through there.
That voice you hear on the other side is none other than Mr. Nick Hahn. Nick Hahn is we got a big event coming up next Saturday, folks, and it's a Slam for Shane. And he's going to promote. We're going to give away some tickets to that tonight. We are also going to. We got how many tickets we got here?
We got six. Three pairs.
Three sets of two.
Three sets of two.
Second row tickets that Mr. Neil Spencer bought and is wanting to donate to get some people to the show that night.
Well, so all you got to do to get two tickets right now is be the first one to text in 419-852-9201. Or you can call the Hastings hotline at 419-516-0702. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets. Shane, Slams for Shane and Shane Homan, and we all know that family and what they're going through, and you know, we just root for that kid wide open, and it's a great event. And Nick, talk a little bit about your night that night and how it's playing out, and you know, you've been at this for a couple months now, and you know, you do a really nice job on Facebook.
I appreciate that.
So tell us a little bit about how it's going.
All right, so we're gonna have a Slams for Shane is next Saturday night at the Palace there in Coldwater. The doors are going to open up at 5:30, and the first bell is going to be at 7 o'clock. We got, as of right now, I think there's 7 huge matches that we're going to have for each and every one of you, and there's going to be a lot of raffle prizes available. There's going to be a 50-50. There's going to be special event t-shirts for sale, so it's, you know, the only place you're going to get the Slams for Shane t-shirt is right there at the event, and some fine concession stands, so come on out. You know, we got floor seats still available. We got some second row. We have about 10 second row seats left. You can get those for $15 a piece, so we're at warwrestling.com, and we got the family four pack of tickets up in the bleachers. You get four tickets for $30. They're $10 a piece, so if you have four of you, you get one of you in for free.
Well, that's awesome, and you know, you're not, this ain't new to you. You've been involved in the war wrestling for some time, or some sort of wrestling.
Yeah, since I was 18, I started ring announcing for Dayton Championship Wrestling when I was 18, so I was just out of college, because that didn't last too long.
But you're the raising money for families. This is not your first gig.
No, this is our second time. Last year we did Slams for Scarlet, and we were able to raise a little over $8,000. So we're hoping to have a great turnout next Saturday, and we're playing as the top that. Yeah. You know, so we need everyone's help. We got big help from a company called Modern Woodman Fraternal Financial, and they're our life insurance company based out of Bowling Green, and they are going to match dollar for dollar the first $2,500 that we raise. So instantly, that $2,500 goes up to $5,000.
Yeah, well, that's great.
How close are you to getting there?
We're right almost there.
So when a few of our listeners get on is it warwrestling.com?
Warwrestling.com. Or you can get a hold of me directly on Facebook, and I can reserve your tickets, too.
Yep, and you get those ordered and get them paid for, and pay for it online as easy as can be.
Yep.
And then we might be there tonight.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, that would be great.
It'll get there.
Oh, yeah,
I still got 10 days to get there, and it's going to happen.
And a lot of times you have a strong walk-up crowd. My suggestion is to get your tickets online beforehand or get a hold of me beforehand because they're a little more expensive at the door. They go up by $2 a ticket at the door. So if you're thinking about going, this is a great way to donate to a great cause and come there and just we're going to entertain you for a couple hours. Yeah. You're going to have a great time. And
especially if you're coming with buddies. You got the four for $30. So one of you, everybody kicks in.
And I'll tell you what, Neil, the great thing, too, is McSobers is having an after party afterwards where a lot of the guys are going to be at McSobers. Ah. So if you want to come out and hang out with some pro wrestlers, we're going to be having a good time at McSobers afterwards as well.
That's pretty awesome. Those guys put on a party.
I got a lot of stories I'm not allowed to talk about until the investigations are done.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing you're doing. And when you looked at the family and Shane and I'm sure Shane and his buddies are probably going to be there, ain't they? You're going to have Shane there?
I have not met Shane yet.
Okay.
I met his parents a couple weeks ago. And right. I tell you what, sweet family.
Yeah.
They were great. You know, so, and
Jeff talks like that, and he's
an awesome guy. I've known him since he's a kid, and it's just
nice being able to help people out. You know, it's just, I mean, what better feeling can you have, than helping people out there? There's genuinely nice people.
We have our first text.
All right.
Samantha Kanapke.
All right.
Samantha.
So your daughter.
Yep.
She taking Jake? We don't care.
Yeah, we don't know. Well, I'll get her to call in.
I'll put you in charge of those tickets.
Okay.
And all right.
My man, I appreciate that.
That's great. So your daughter and probably son-in-law are going to be there. I think I can't imagine Jake having any fun.
Let me see. See which one calls in here. Uh-huh. There's Coach. 07.
How are you?
All right, how are you?
Good. Got the coach coming in. So we'll get to her in a little bit. We're talking about slams for Shane. We'll probably talk about that a little bit more after we talk to the coach, too. So
So we're getting some text in here for the tickets for the Shane Strong and slams for Shane. I got to get that right. And we're going to get a caller here pretty shortly. I think somebody's going to call in.
Ooh, good.
So that'll be good. And then we got Coach Stevens from the girls softball team and a man who had a tough loss last night. And we're going to talk to her a little bit and a game that we were down and made a tremendous comeback and just fell a little short, and she's going to tell us about that and what a great season they're having from our softball program that probably hit rock bottom a couple years ago, and hats off to her and the program and all the girls for just getting it better and better and working hard and making us proud here at the Fort. We're going to take a break. It's 10 after 8. We're going to come right back. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee right for this.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage? But getting it there seems impossible. Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling. Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Wrestling and C-Town Wings presents Slams for Shane on Saturday, May 11th at Coldwater High School. All proceeds from this huge professional wrestling event will go to the Shane Strong benefit. Doors open at 5:30. Bell time for the first match is at 7 o'clock. Get your tickets in advance at warwrestling.com with reserved floor seats only $15 and general admission tickets $10 apiece or 4 for 30. Concessions will be available throughout the entire night. There will be a huge 50-50 drawing, and there will also be some great raffle prizes, including items from the Cincinnati Reds, Cleveland Cavaliers, the Cincinnati Zoo, and the Dayton Dragons. Don't miss it, as War Wrestling and C-Town Wings present Slams for Shane on Saturday, May 11th, 7 p.m. at Coldwater High School. All proceeds benefit Shane Homan. Get your tickets now before it's too late at warwrestling.com.
Neil, I have a cracker and a cheese and a...
Yeah, meat. I know. It's my fault.
I mean, you just get to blabbing, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Bubba and Fee, Nick Holland, and the coach of the Lady Indian softball team, EJ Steven. How are you, coach? Pull that baby over there. You got a headset? Oh, yeah, put your headset on. We got
to
get...
That way you can hear us and everything. She doesn't have to, but it's easier.
It is easier.
Yeah.
It is easier.
How you doing, coach?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. How's the season going?
It's going pretty well.
Yeah?
I mean, everybody would like it to be better, but I mean, who wouldn't like it to be better? But
nice weather.
Yeah, great weather.
Is that unbelievable?
It is. I mean, middle of the season was pretty good, and then start off a little wet. Now we're going to finish a little wet.
I know.
Softball's crazy like that. It's either going to be really cold or really wet.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
There is none, especially in the springtime. That's right. Especially in Ohio, because you just never know. So, coach, you know, we come into this season, and you have to... Seven or eight wins last year?
Eight, I think. Nine.
And we come into the season, we got a lot of returning, but we're still really young. Yeah. You know, I think this year we may only have two seniors on the team.
Yeah, we have two seniors and a lot of freshmen. Jackie's on the mound, and our whole outfield is freshman right now. So.
Yeah. And you know, you're playing against competition that, you know, the MAC is really good with Parkway and Minster and Mitt Versailles. And you know, it's just New Bremen, the team that we played last night. And you're going at them with a young team. But you had some experience, Mac, and you had some players who really had success last year. So you were pretty optimistic going in.
Yeah, I was kind of looking forward to a good season this year. And we had a good season. There's a couple of those golf ball games that one inning has really just ruined the game. Yeah. But, I mean, they're still fighting, and they still want to win, and they're doing well. So.
I got to watch you guys at the second game of the doubleheader at Frank Monroe. The boys had a game, and then we went over and watched the second game. And you know, the girls, it is an intense game. It really is. It goes fast. And Brenna Homan, who works for me, and I'm just a huge fan of Brenna. And Brenna's a hell of a baseball player, too, softball player, too, isn't she?
That she is.
Yeah, and then you got a girl who's, how many home runs does the winning girl have?
She has eight on the season.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's like the top home run hitter in the league, right?
Yeah, she's tied with somebody, I forget who, from Salina right now, but... I don't remember which one, but yeah, she's doing real well this year. Definitely stepping up.
She's a junior too, right?
Yeah.
And Bomskis.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty impressive. Three in one game, right, Rushi?
Yeah, she had three that game.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Let's talk a little bit about your team and talk a little about your seniors, and let's break them down a little bit.
Well, we got Hannah Kanapke. She came back starting shortstop, and she's been doing well. She's got two home runs on the season this year, and she's doing well to bat. She started off a little slow and then came out and really has been going on for that game. Her defense has been killing it this year, so can't ask for a whole lot better defense coming from that and leadership that way with, you know, pretty much leading by example at this point. And we got Aaliyah, who started off pretty much just hitting, and then she got moved into right field, and now she's our starting first baseman. And she just kind of takes everything with stride. I mean, she gets moved around. Last year she was moved around a lot too, and she just takes it and does what she needs to do for the team.
And then your juniors, let's just go through your starting lineup.
Two juniors are hurt this year, sadly. Olivia Holman, who was pitched for us last year, she's out. And then our second baseman, Bailey Tebby, is out this year as well.
Now, what happened there, coach?
Shoulder injuries and extra ribs and something.
Now, is that related to softball, or is this preseason? Or
Olivia's probably, Bailey's no. I mean, I don't know that softball helped it, but
right.
Yeah.
Right.
But we're looking to have both them back next year, so that'll help.
Right.
We got Lydia Winning. She started at first base, and we moved her over to third base a couple games ago, and she's been doing well over there. She's, I mean, hitting the ball well, like you said, and then she's only got 2 errors on the season, and that was after we moved her over to third base, so you can't expect anything better there.
Right, absolutely. That's pretty good. The hot corner's a tough place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Macy Day started in center field, and now she's just batting and running bases for us.
Yep.
She's a great outfielder when she's healthy. It's just a matter of keeping everybody healthy right at this point. So, and then, I mean, she can lay down the bunt, and she's quick, so that yeah helps a lot. And we have
your sophomores. You got?
We only got one sophomore.
Really?
Brenna. Brenna's our only sophomore. And she's our catcher, obviously.
Yeah.
And then we have Rachel Tan is our other junior. She's okay started at third base, and then she moved over to second base, and she's been doing well. So she's, you know, had a couple games where she's slowed down, but they all have on the right on bases and batting. But she's really picked it up too. So
you and then you talking about you got a boatload of freshmen too, and yeah, and how many kids do you have on the team total?
If you count Bailey and Olivia, 14.
Okay, so. So we don't play any JV games. It's all varsity,
all
right?
Varsity, yeah.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the season and how it's going so far. I seen last night we played New Bremen, and man, what a hard fought game that was, and what a great comeback. You had to be proud.
Yeah, they just definitely decided that, hey, we're going to play ball now, and it's just a little too late to start deciding that one. But there for a minute, I thought they were going to actually pull it off and we were going to come back. But we just got to get the timely hits going on. That's how a couple games have been, just yeah leaving too many runners on base.
So is that when you look at your team and evaluation so far, is it our hitting, our defense, pitching, which, I mean, I'm sure they all, you want them all to improve, but when you see our team, where do you evaluate where we, you know, where we're missing?
I mean, our pitching is good, but she's a freshman and she's pitching every inning of every game, so you got to expect her to be tired and at this point and stuff. So I'd say building up stamina there and getting another pitcher.
She pitches every inning of every game?
Pretty much, yeah.
Like Chloe, even if you have a doubleheader, she's pitching both ends of that?
Yeah, Chloe Greasy has pitched a few, but not very many. So yeah, she's pitched pretty much all of them.
Well, that's a trooper, ain't it?
But yeah, I mean, she's definitely doing it well for a freshman too. It's just stepping up and doing what she can. But and it's not that, I mean, I expect her to do better. It would just be nice if we had somebody else to help sure her out. I mean, Chloe's good, but she's just kind of lost it for a little bit. So hopefully get her back to it, and then hopefully get a couple more next year to help out Jackie. So
yeah, that's right. So you got, let's talk a little bit about your feeder program and the girls softball program at the parks. And are you involved in that in any way?
This year I'm coaching a 7th, 8th grade team.
Good, so good.
I'm hoping to get the girls more involved and everything in that. So
you stay pretty busy.
Yeah.
Probably have another job too.
Yeah, I run a daycare.
So you're very busy.
Yeah.
So what's harder to take care of, a girls softball team or the little daycare kids?
I don't know. I bet. Depends on the day.
Absolutely, yeah. So you know, we have this tremendous facility here, and Mother Nature's really played a big part in our record now is what, 9-9, something like that?
10-10.
So you got 20 games. What's the boys? They're like what, 9-7?
I don't have that right in front of me. Yeah, but I believe it's 9-7. Yes.
So you got 20 games in, and I'm looking at your tournament draw here, Coach. Got the number 3 seed.
Is that right?
So that had to be, you know, was that something you kind of thought you was going to get the 3 seed, or was that surprising?
Looking into it, we vote for them and stuff, so looking at the votes, I thought we were going to be a 2 or 3, depending on where we were setting at with New Bremen. I mean, they had a little bit better record, but, I mean, sometimes people just place you a little different.
And the key is to stay away from Minster as long as you can,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's definitely the key at this point.
Yeah, and when you look at that, you know, we play the winner of Ada and Marion, and that's going to be a home game for a chance to win a sectional, correct?
Correct.
And I think both them teams are pretty good, but playing them here and a chance to move on, that's got to be exciting.
Yes, for sure. I mean, we beat Marion earlier this season, so if we face them, we know we can do it. So they just have to come out ready and play like they did the last game. And Ada, I don't really know much about, but as long as the girls come out and play their ball game, I don't think there's anybody on that bracket they can't beat. So.
Good. Well, we're going to try to have that game on 4 Recovery Radio. In fact, we're having one this Saturday, the Sander game. We're going to do it Saturday at 11 o'clock. Is that right? Mother Nature.
Yeah. I mean, we can get on the field somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Now, the Thursday
game. You got cold.
Starting to catch one.
It's kind of... kind of sexy. Geez.
You win this stuff with the boys tonight.
I mean, he's sounding good.
The boys play at Wapakoneta the same night as the girls'
tournament,
first tournament game.
Yeah, we got to do the tournament.
You got to do the tournament.
Probably. We'll talk about that. But that's the way I'm leaning right now.
We got
now,
two sets.
It's a no brainer. I mean,
we can record one and put it in the archives and broadcast the other one live. We can't broadcast two games at the same time.
We could, like, go inning every other inning.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be real stupid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm...
how can we be behind 3-2? We were just ahead 11-6.
Yeah, well, we'd figure it out. Fans might not.
With millennials, they like to keep things moving, so they might like that a little bit.
That's exactly right.
If we can figure it out, we'll try it, but I'm saying that.
Hey, we still have the Slam for Shane's tickets for sale. If you're out there listening, we'd love to give you a pair of tickets for that. May 11th?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. Week
My
from
memory
Saturday.
Is completely shot.
Week from Saturday.
And you and we're bouncing back and forth, but let's talk a little bit about your sponsors. You got some great business sponsors, correct?
Yeah, we had a lot of companies step up to help sponsor the show. So we got Grow Me CDs and Tapes out of Lima, Mass Janitorial in Greenville. We have Epic Body Shop, Donnelly Design Studio, Modern Woodman Fraternal Financial, the People's Bank, the Eagle Riders in Salina, Cooper Farms, and right here at Fort Recovery Radio.
Well, that's awesome. Got any female wrestling? We got a female event?
Yeah, we're going to have a ladies match that night. We got Samantha Heights. She's going to go one-on-one with Paloma Star.
Are we scared? I mean, are they both tough?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, do they hit each other?
Excuse me?
Do they hit each other?
Of course.
I mean, they literally hit each other?
It's not boxing,
Bob. Getting into this again, they're going to hit each other.
They're going to hit each other. You ever been hit?
Yeah. I'm a big brother.
She plays softball. She probably got hit by a lot of pitches.
Yeah, Brenna Holman just hit me last year right in the thigh.
Boom. She did?
With a bat, she was going to slap it and hit me.
Bubba, that's my most feared thing when I umpire softball is being out in that field and when one of those girls hits a line drive, because I am not fleet of foot to get out of the way.
Yeah, I know.
That's why if I'm ever out there in the field, I am hiding behind that second baseman or the shortstop because I know I'm not going to hit.
You know, I agree with it. You know, we played in that boys game last night. Was it New Bremen's coach? He got a laser hit at him.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
I thought he's gonna get his head knocked off.
Yeah, that one was.
That was scorched.
That's one reason why I don't want to do baseball, because there is, when I mean, you got that field, there's nobody to protect you when you're like,
that's right. That's exactly right.
No way.
No, I don't know if Sam was calling to get the ticket. Wait a minute. Sam said the phones aren't working, Spencey.
Well, see what I can figure out.
Uh-oh, phone lines ain't working.
Yeah?
Killing me, Smalls.
Want a peanut?
No, thanks.
Did you have supper tonight?
I did.
Where you live?
In Portland.
In Portland?
Mm-hmm.
I got asked you last time.
Yeah.
She didn't move.
Didn't move yet.
Didn't move yet?
No.
You're getting close coming over here.
Maybe.
Come on.
Find me a house.
Are you kidding? We got all kinds of mansions for sale.
Mansions? You're going to pay for half that?
No. Neil might. Neil's got a lot of money.
Yeah, I got over $12.
Look at his shirt. You don't wear shirts like that.
Yeah, you do.
Huh?
Goodwill. $4.19.
That's a thrift store special.
Oh, yeah. You did not buy that at Goodwill.
I buy all of them at Goodwill.
How about your Casey's coming up?
Yeah, awesome.
It don't take long.
Feel claustrophobic all of a sudden. Walked out of my house and I thought I walked into a cave.
Walk out of your house.
It is amazing.
Sun doesn't shine. You have a ready-made pizza there all the time for you.
Yeah.
It didn't take long to build that.
Yeah, they're opening next week.
It is amazing.
I may have exaggerated
a little bit. Absolutely.
Just a touch.
Absolutely. We're here with Nick Hahn and EJ Steven and Coach. We're looking at the volleyball team, and we've competed in about every game other than the Minster game. But it was nice to see Minster get beat for the fact that knock them down a little bit, because they're playing at such a high level and confidence. And when you have a hot pitcher and you can, you know, squeeze out a couple runs, and I think that's how you got to approach, like, when you play teams like that, right?
Yeah, if we just get runs early, shake them up a little bit, because they're not used to something like that.
What's our league record?
Two and three.
And who we got tomorrow night? Versailles?
Versailles.
Can we beat them?
Yeah.
Bring them on. Where we got them at?
Here. Tomorrow's senior night.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You get emotional?
Oh, yeah. I'll cry.
Do you believe it or not? Are you emotional or not?
No.
Not at all?
No, not really.
Why?
I don't know.
Neil is. He cries like a baby, don't you, Neil?
I did just a little bit ago.
Did you really?
Yeah. Come to senior night and you can cry for me.
I came in, he was watching Titanic, having a good cry.
He is that sensitive, very sensitive. So we got, so we're looking at St. Henry, plays Waynesfield Goshen, and that's a 10-11. We play St. Henry on Saturday in a doubleheader, is that correct?
Yes.
We're going to play a league game first?
Yes.
And then we decide, let's play another game because we'd like to get another game in?
More games are always better at this point.
So how many games we got left?
We got Versailles tomorrow, and then Layman Friday, St. Henry doubleheader, and then we added Salina next Tuesday.
Oh, okay, good. So we got some Mother Nature lets us play. We got a chance to get some games there.
Yeah, hopefully we get some.
It actually doesn't sound too promising again, does it? Is the phone ringing?
I'm trying to go out. So I could, a lot of times when you go out, it'll finally start working, but I'm not having much luck here.
Well, Sam Canapi, you win two tickets to Shane Slams for Shane. And we're going to give them away, too, 419-852-9201. Or Nick Holland, do you have a phone number they can text for tickets? Or you're not giving
I'm
out?
I'm not giving out my phone number.
Why?
Because.
Because why?
Because I get enough phone calls as it is.
Yeah, he doesn't need people getting phone calls tomorrow.
Neil, what's your cell phone number?
I'm in the middle of trying to call myself here, but it's 419-852-0072.
That's a dumb number.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
I don't think he picked it. I think it was assigned to him.
You know, my wife is 0000.
Yep.
Easy to remember.
That's easy to remember.
She better not.
Is it an 852 number?
Nope.
Oh.
That way, if you're out, you have a couple cocktails, and you got
I don't drink. I might start drinking. Doing this radio show with Spencey. It's horrible. How about Lydia winning? Lydia?
Yeah.
8 home runs.
Yeah.
Did that come out of nowhere? I mean, she had a couple last year. You don't just hit 8 home runs out of nowhere.
She had one last year. And
are you working with her, or how's that happen?
She has a lot of dedication. Yeah. So, I mean, Ryan Tan really worked with her a lot, and she wants to get better. So she'll hit it hard, and you tell her what to fix, and she'll work hard to fix it. So,
when you see a girl like that, and I know, like, Brenda's playing summer ball, is Lydia also doing any travel league? No? Is that something you try to... I mean, I'm sure you want them to play as much as they can, right?
I mean, I'm not going to push for it. If they want to do it, I'm all for it. And I'll let them do it, and I'll tell them how great it is. But I'm not going to sit there and push them to do it, because some girls will just get burnt out. And they don't want to do it all summer.
Did you play?
In summer?
Yeah.
When I was younger.
Not in high school?
No.
Was you any good in high school?
No.
Seriously or not?
I didn't play high school ball.
Huh?
I started coaching.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
I think our phone's working now. I think I got it working.
What'd you do, Neil?
Well,
you're unbelievable.
No, not really.
You're a wizard.
A lot of Skype stuff that's the Skype phone number, and it's a hassle.
I got
fought through it. So I think it will work.
All right, Sam, it's working. 419-516-0702. We're going to try it again. We got tickets to give away.
Yep.
Have somebody call in. We'd like to talk to somebody.
We would love to talk to somebody. We don't get a lot of people on the Hastings hotline.
No. Nope, they like to text.
So this last one, let's have somebody call in. This last set, let's have somebody call in.
Let's give somebody a call in. Yeah. If you want these tickets, call in 419-516-0702. And we're going to get you on the air. We're going to give away 2 tickets to Slams for Shane, and that's May 11th on a Saturday night. There's going to be it's going to be fun, and I think I might go. He said
What do you mean might?
I might go.
No, you're going to go.
Well, he gets worn out after he announces a baseball game.
I'll get you a seat with cushions, boy. We'll get you all set up.
No, I want to be. I'm thinking about getting on in the ring. I want to.
I would.
Who's the
referee? We have multiple referees.
You are one now.
I might be. My volunteered me.
I love officials. Like, you know.
Well, you're official, so you're absolutely going to be there.
You talk about upholding the law and stuff like that.
Is there any chance you wrestle Saturday night?
I don't know yet.
No. That
are you already scared?
I'm scared of nothing.
You are a liar.
Except my wife.
You already said you weren't going to fight that guy that was...
Because he's scared.
Something's changed since then. Uh-oh. I did one show because Tom really needed somebody. And I was talking to my friend Matt.
And he came up and confronted me about being on the radio show and declining his challenge. And I told him, I have nothing to say to you. Mm-hmm. And then he told me that I was proving to my daughter that I'm a coward.
Ooh.
Oh, ooh.
And then he slapped me.
And I saw the slap.
He did slap you.
And yeah. I'm still upset about that.
Phone still ain't working, Neil.
Oh, Neil, man. You are jamming me up, boy.
Expensive. I don't know.
Here, I'll see if I can get her on here.
Yeah, it says call. I missed a call. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm usually Skype starts working and I don't know what's going on here. So
over there. Well, I'll just put her on. I'll just do this.
Yeah, that'll work.
Call my phone there, caller. Because I think she has a softball question too.
If it's a rules interpretation question, I would love.
No, to you do not know the rules.
I do know the rules.
If you was a rule an announcer, you would be or an umpire. You would be varsity.
I think. Yeah, you would be. I haven't done the. I've taken the upgrade test. I'll be varsity next year. I already got varsity games.
Yeah,
I
remember
when I'm out there.
I'm varsity licensed in Indiana.
There you go.
We can see who's better.
There you go.
We get paid for it.
See who's better. I mean,
you guys should do a game together.
There's gonna be a wrestling match right here.
Oh, we could do a summer league game together.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, you can have the plate.
I would rather have the plate.
Why?
You like the plate better?
Let me hear your strike call.
Hmm?
Let me hear your strike call.
I just...
You're holding up the wrong arm. You already messed up.
Huh? My hand's out of the table.
Hey.
Is that better? I didn't want to hit you on the way up and knock you off your chair.
I mean, are you this? That's your strike call?
Yep.
You can't even understand what you said.
That's horrible.
Well, if I say ball, you'll know what ball means. So if you hear... You know, let me strike.
I thought you were saying hike.
Yeah, that is horrible.
See, that's why I don't like coaches.
You can't. Kind of stuff right there. That's horrible. You'll never make it.
Make it where?
In the big time.
What's the big time?
You'll never do a JV game.
I do JV games all the time.
Not real
I'm doing
ones.
One tomorrow night.
Not real games.
Not real
I'm
ones.
Doing one Friday.
Have you ever done Fort Cover JV game?
They don't have a JV team.
Poor excuse.
I used to.
I work enough.
What's a JV referee umpire make for doing a game?
$50.
Not really. That's stupid. That's way overpaid.
Yeah, it takes half an hour.
You get 75 for varsity. At least in Indiana, you do. I don't know what they're going to make here.
$75
that's
for doing
it. Factually correct.
I'm in. What do I got to do?
Take a test. Not hard.
Easy.
You got to learn the rules.
Oh, as if I don't know the rules.
You can keep a book in probably your back not. Pocket.
Can you explain to me what interference is?
Yeah, when you run into somebody.
That's not true.
That is exactly true.
Okay, that's more like obstruction, but...
What are you, Trump?
God.
Wrong.
Oh, man.
I tell you what, when you guys do the next game, I'll volunteer myself.
I've seen you do basketball games, and I'm a little disappointed. I'm
Johnny on the spot, by the way.
Neil, you want to talk a little bit?
I've been on that floor pretty well for a fat guy.
What's that? I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure this Skype thing out.
You want to shut up for a second?
No. Don't ask me questions.
I'll come to one of these softball games, and I'll be like the Gene Steratore. I'll be the rule analysis guy. How about that?
Hey, they're going live on Thursday, so show up there.
Unfortunately,
you are. You're doing our softball game
unfortunately,
Thursday.
Saturday.
I'm worried.
Saturday.
Oh, you're doing it Thursday too for our tournament game.
Yeah. Tournament game.
No, there's no probably. You are doing it.
Well, we're in.
No, I'm somewhere Thursday.
We don't want to go to. Why do we want to go to Walpock, Neil?
Okay, I'm okay with that. We hadn't discussed it with you or Dave or
I got a game.
Clayton
I got a game
yet.
That night.
Right.
Right here.
Hey.
Yeah,
thank you.
Anybody can put that in your phone.
It's just JV. You just can't
put. Why don't you help announce?
Announce what?
Softball.
I told Neil if he needs.
Where do you live?
Coldwater.
Why?
Because that's where I live.
I know, but it's time to come to Fort Recovery.
I lived in Fort Recovery.
There's some mansions for sale.
Yeah, that's why I had to leave.
You gotta get over here too.
I'm waiting for you to pay for half that mansion.
I ain't got no money. Spencer, you in or out?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get this Skype thing figured out. I can't get it figured out.
That's a collection plate around.
These things aren't very
good. Well, I didn't know what it is. I don't know what I... We've always just been able to click it up and...
You want us to take a break, Spencer? It's bottom of the hour.
Whatever you're talking about, it's okay. I don't need to take a break. You can take a break if you think we want to, but I don't... That isn't what I need. I just need to... Be able to stop and think for a little
bit. We don't need to take a break. We're going to keep arguing.
Okay.
All right. We're going to talk to Coach Stevens here. How you like coaching Fort Cover?
I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who's your staff?
Ryan Tan is my assistant coach and my mom. Sorry. My mom keeps our book, and then Shelby Houston comes over and keeps Game Changer for us. So.
What's Game Changer?
The live play-by-play. That you get the app, and you can watch what's happening as the game's happening.
Mm-hmm. You don't know. Don't sit here and act like you know everything.
You don't have that on your phone?
No, I don't know anything about it.
I'm surprised
I got a text, though.
Mode, you know what I mean? Right. I'm surprised he doesn't have a flip.
I'm going to flip something here. Michelle Homan.
She has Game Changer.
And she says this show sounds like mass chaos.
There's no organization.
Whoa, it's ringing.
No, that was the Skype calling me. So
something's ringing.
See, Michelle don't understand what's going on here, does she? I mean, it is Neil's got every buzzer beaten, and is Michelle going to slams with Shane for Shane? That's the question. Because I wouldn't mind getting Todd Homan in that ring. I would knock his head off.
You want to fight him?
Easily. I'm not scared.
You are not getting in the ring.
Explain why I'm not.
Because the fans stay on that side of the guardrail.
I may join.
Hey, I'll come and I'll be your number one fan. You get in that ring.
Brother.
And I'll cheer you on.
First of all, that is the biggest wedding ring I've ever... Sell that ring and buy a mansion.
Oh, my gosh. Don't let my wife see that. Good Lord.
That's unbelievable. Don't get that hit by a softball.
Yeah.
Is Michelle Homan the worst parent
by far?
I always thought
hopefully
that.
She wasn't listening.
Wait a minute. I got to get the app, she says.
You do. Never miss a minute.
Mm-hmm. She said she cannot go to because they got three other things going that day. And I guarantee she has something because she would not miss that. There isn't a more loyal family to Fort Recovery than the Homan family. I love them.
I really don't think they miss a game.
So. They don't miss nothing, do they?
No.
And if they miss, Todd's texting, wondering how everything's going. One time he was
definitely texting each other.
So. Yeah, one time he was in Marion, Indiana, pulling a combine. He says, and he was texting the whole time. We're doing a game on, and he won't stop texting.
I think I'm a good official.
No, I don't think so. I think they're really down on you.
Vic plays varsity, so they might not never seen you.
Wow, keep digging at me. I'll be varsity licensed.
I am a huge fan of this coach, EJ, right
fine.
Now.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. It's 20 till. Neil, let's take a break, pay some bills, come right back. We got tickets giveaway. Slams for Shane. Coming back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to professional manicured lawn.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you. We've got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignments, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the Fort Recovery sports coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, it's baseball at Versailles. Friday, baseball at home versus Sidney Lehman, and it's senior night. Those games will be broadcast live on Fort Recovery Radio. On Saturday, the baseball team will travel to Kenton, and the JV team will play at 11, followed by a single varsity game. Fort Recovery Radio will not be broadcasting that game. Instead, we'll broadcast Indians girls softball at St. Henry. That'll be a doubleheader, and we'll broadcast the first game, which will be the MAC game. Lots of games scheduled the rest of this week. Boys at Versailles tomorrow, and senior night at home on Friday against Sidney Lehman. Both of those games will be heard live on Fort Recovery Radio. Saturday, boys with a JV varsity doubleheader at Kenton starting at 11 with no radio coverage. Instead, we'll be broadcasting our first girls softball game of the season as the ladies travel to St. Henry for a league, non-league doubleheader, and we'll broadcast the first game only, which will be the MAC game starting at 11. Get out to as many games as you can the rest of this week to support our Indians teams. But if you can't get there in person, we'll bring you all the games we can right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We on?
Yes.
Took long enough. God.
Wow.
We're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Fee's out. Fee's got a bad back. He's hurting today. I went down and seen him. Took him some crackers. That's what friends do.
Crackers. He's got a bad back, so you brought him crackers.
Chicken and biscuit.
Hey, that's
okay.
The best crackers. That's worth it.
I love those things. My dad ate them, and that's why I eat them.
Club crackers are the best.
Oh, we got a caller.
All right.
Hey, who we got there?
This is your favorite daughter.
Carly, how you doing?
It's Samantha, Bob.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Sam, how you doing tonight?
Get Neil to get the phones working.
I'm trying. I have no idea.
Whoa.
I don't know how to make it work. I did everything I could.
People not here.
Yeah, that's right. Sam, you're on live with Sports Talk Bubba and Fee, and you win two tickets to Slams for Shane next Saturday, May 11th.
All right.
So that's at Coldwater, the pit at Coldwater, correct?
Oh, it's in the Palace.
It's the Palace.
Well, get it right if I'm going to go.
The Palace, the big gym?
Oh, big gym.
Really?
Yep.
Let's pack it.
Let's pack the Palace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you win two tickets there, bub.
All right.
Guess who y'all take with you?
Floor seats.
Taking Dad instead of Jake?
I'm thinking, or, you know, maybe we'll take Mom, too.
All right.
You have a softball question for Coach Stevens. Steven.
No, it wasn't a softball question. I just want to congratulate her on an awesome season.
Thank you.
Well, that's very nice of you. Did you play softball?
For 1 year.
And what happened?
Bad knees.
Yeah, and you sucked at it.
Oh, that was horrible.
Huh?
They wouldn't even put me on the outfield. They called me a DH, and I never even DH'd.
No. So, baby, you was end guard.
I was a good bench warmer.
Yeah, you sat at the end of the bench and guarded the water bucket.
I mean, everybody's got to have a position on the team.
That's right.
That was me, and I loved it.
That's right. That's right. Hey, thanks for calling in, kid.
Yep. Thanks for the tickets.
All right, love you, babe. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye.
All right, we gave away two. We got two more sets, right?
Yeah.
All right. Which one's the best seats?
They're all pretty good. They're all second row floor.
You should go.
Second row. I'm going. I want first row.
Well, sir, I got on it too late.
Are they gone?
Those are gone, yeah.
Those are gone fast.
What's a front row seat cost?
The same.
What? If I go, will I get in blood if I sit in front row?
No.
Anybody going to bleed?
Accidents happen.
Yeah, you.
So what are you saying?
You could snag your leg
sometimes
on a chair.
You get your head right into a post. Sometimes you bleed.
So there's a good chance you get your crap knocked out of you Saturday night.
I don't plan on getting in the ring. You did that last time, and
you can't fight. You're too old.
Old? I'm 33.
Exactly.
That's not old.
These guys are young pups. Oh, they
no,
jump.
Not.
Jimmy Superfly Suka.
Snooka. Okay. Pronounce it correctly.
Snooka. Sukafly.
Sukafly.
Who's your favorite big time wrestler?
I don't know.
You have to have
Bobo Brazil.
The Rock.
How about the Rock? He wasn't a wrestler. He's a movie star.
He's a movie star.
I'm like right here right now. You don't want to see me get to a 10. The Rock. He's a wrestler first.
The Rock?
Yes.
Dwayne Johnson?
Yes.
Wrong. Football player.
Well, he was a football player. He was 10 years. He was a professional wrestler.
And then he played football in a movie.
Longest Yard.
And Game Day.
Game Plan.
No.
Game Plan.
Yeah. No, I don't think.
Yeah.
Both wrong.
Well, you're right. He wasn't thinking. Finally, you spoke some truth here tonight. You weren't thinking. You're right.
Thank you. The Rock was a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't believe you didn't know that.
What's the difference between MMA and WWF?
Fake.
Whoa. Well, mixed martial arts is, you can, that's boxing, kicking, all that stuff.
WWF is fake.
Uh-oh, yeah, what do you think of that, honey? Come on there, bub. I hope he does one of your games next year. Yeah. That strike zone is going to be about this big.
Yeah.
I mean, if it wasn't fake,
stop.
You would get in the ring. But now you won't because you're scared you're going to get hurt.
I am not scared. I'm going to get hurt.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
I'm a ring announcer. Well, let me tell you something. You ever hear
You know, sometimes fans...
Buttafuoco, or who's that guy?
Boom, you.
Let's get Mike Buttafuoco or Booth.
That must be Michael Buffer.
Buffer?
Yeah.
He never wrestles. Wrestles.
Right. Because he's like 120 pounds.
Oh,
they have
little
wrestlers.
You gotta be fat to wrestle?
Come on now.
Not necessarily.
That girl right there probably doesn't weigh much over that.
You gotta have a...
Oh, Samantha? Samantha's awesome in the ring.
You gotta have
She's worth the price of admission alone.
Got a little bit of bulk to you to body slam somebody.
Is there any of these wrestlers have age, or they're like, you know, like come out and rub them up and cut their eyes if they can't see or anything like that? Team doctors or something like that.
Oh, trainers?
Trainers. Angelo Dundee.
No, you mean managers.
Yeah.
Yes, there will be managers there.
There will be managers.
River Blackheart's a manager, and I despise him with every fiber of my being.
River Blackhawk?
Ripper Blackheart.
And he's the one you're scared of.
I'm not scared of him.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, I'm really getting upset right now.
I mean, Ripper Blackhawk would rip your head off.
Number one, you don't know his name.
Ripper Blackheart. Blackheart.
He's got a black heart and a ripper. You're done. Yeah. You're done.
So... But I'm almost not so mad at him now, and I'm getting very furious with you.
Body slam.
We ain't scared.
Well, we're just out here trying to raise awareness, trying to raise some money for a great cause.
That's exactly right. And you will not be in a ring. You stay away.
We'll see what happens.
You selling popcorn? Is that your job?
We don't sell popcorn.
We're not having popcorn. I'm out. I ain't going.
Well, make your own.
You'll be there.
I don't have no popcorn.
What I'll do.
Do you have popcorn? You have concession stand at girls' softball games?
No.
Why?
There isn't one out there?
We got to get one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You come out there and run it.
I'll do whatever we need.
Popcorn.
I will support whatever this girls' softball program needs. Hey, I bought, and let's talk a little bit about it. You got a fundraiser going where you can buy stuff?
No. Nope.
What's our fundraisers?
Right now? We don't have one right now.
What do we do for fundraising?
We work the Jubilee.
Good. That's coming up.
Yeah, we did a clothing sale, and we did...
Need any 4XL shirts? I got plenty of them.
We did one from MC Sports. They came up with a...
Neil's got a wine shirt.
There you go. Yeah, we could sell all those.
No.
Autograph them?
Then this past year, or like this season, we did a
barbecue
dinner. I've
got two of them autographed by the football teams.
Oh, that's right. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got tickets. Macy Day got me for that.
Good.
How many... Did you make any money on that?
Yeah. We're doing pretty well. Hopefully, maybe do it again next year. And
so, what's like? Explain to me what that goes to. I mean, do you for summer camps for what do you guys do? You have a summer camp for the little kids or anything like that?
We didn't do one last year. We helped with some of their Saturday stuff. Jenny and Carrie set up some stuff, and we helped with that. But we didn't actually run a camp this past summer. But we'd like to maybe get one going on this summer, if not next summer for sure. We bought new bats and pretty much just new equipment for the girls this year. I mean, telling me, look like winners, play like winners. So.
Well, I think that's great. You, with the program where it is now, and to get to that next level, and you say we got a lot of young kids coming up. So we need pitcher. We gotta help that poor girl out.
Yeah.
Does that happen? I mean, how can you pitch that much? Isn't there a rule, Mr. Rule Man?
Yeah, no, there is not a rule. There's not a limitation on pitches that they can throw in softball. That's a baseball rule because it doesn't put as much stress on your arm as throwing a baseball.
It may not put as much, but it's got to put some.
Olivia Holman did the same thing last year. So
you'd be surprised at how many teams actually they have one, maybe two girls that pitch.
You don't know.
Oh my gosh! Yes, I do.
How?
He knows the JV schedule.
He has been.
I've done some varsity games this year.
Wait a minute. Then that's illegal. So you should lose your license.
No. If they cannot find a class one.
Hey, I got another call here.
Class two.
Hang on.
Jeez.
Hey, you're on Bubba and Fee Sports Talk. Who we got here?
Hello.
Hello.
They don't want to be on the Sports Talk.
Hey, you're on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Who we got here?
Hey, Bob. It's Holly.
Hey, Holly. How are you?
Ooh.
Good. So, I thought maybe that you might be giving some tickets away for next Saturday, and, you know, I like to stay quiet.
Well, that would be great, Holly. Yep. We have two tickets. You can sit by me and Sam.
That's perfect. We'd love that. Wyatt and I would love to join you next Saturday to wrestle.
Well, we will be there with bells on. It's Hey, did you play softball?
Did I play softball?
Yeah.
Yes. I played all the way up until
high school, and then I had to choose.
Let me tell you something. If you would have continued to play softball, your class would have won state in softball. Tiff Garkey was a great pitcher. You as a shortstop could hit the crap out of the ball. Abby sucked.
What?
Wow.
Abby wasn't not good.
Abby was...
Abby was a great cheerleader. Not to mention, let's talk about Mary Niekamp always had the best cheers.
Yeah, Mary did. Mary come up with some great cheers.
Mary Niekamp always gave us new cheers every time.
I love them. That's exactly right. Holly, we will see you and Wyatt. I will give these tickets to Sam. I thank you for calling.
All right.
You're awesome.
So, I mean, what do I have to wear to this wrestling match? That's the real question.
What do you wear?
Well, clothes are a requirement.
One of them Hawaiian shirts.
Neil's shirt?
No, you don't
have to. Just wear whatever you want to wear.
Yeah, I mean, it's not formal.
I feel like I need a wrestling shirt.
Well, you can purchase the Slam for Shane shirt that night.
I have a Shane Strong shirt. That's what I'm wearing.
Well, you wear that there.
That's good, and then we sell shirts there.
You pick up a shirt for the event.
We can't wait. We're excited, aren't we?
All right.
My man.
We can get sit by Bob and Sam.
That's perfect. Thanks for calling in here, kid.
Hey, no problem. Bye, Bob.
Bye. Thanks.
Cheer the goodies, boo the baddies.
All right, we got four. Holly's we got still what, one more set.
Gan.
One more set of tickets to give away.
Give the phone number out again.
419-516-0702.
Nope, that's not working. I can't get it working.
Gotta give your cell phone number out.
I can't get it working.
419. Nick Hahn's phone number is 419.
That's incorrect or off the rip.
513-217.
Swing and a miss.
419-852-9201 if you want tickets to Shane's Slams for Shane. I screwed up every time.
Yeah.
There you go.
Shane Strong's pretty.
Maybe
pretty hard
Neil,
to forget.
Be quiet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
We're in here with Coach EJ Stevens. EJ Stevens. Nick Hahn, who's driving us crazy, who's scared to get in the mat.
How am I driving you crazy?
I mean, you're scared.
That's your opinion, sir.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I hear you talking.
Mm-hmm. Neil, is he scared or not?
Neil knows me better than that.
Sorry, I got my microphone off because he told me I had to.
Turn your mic on, Neil. I got a question for you.
I'm trying to get this Skype thing figured out.
It don't matter. They're calling in anyway.
Okay, hey, turning it off.
Is Nick Hahn scared?
Of what?
Wrestling.
Scared of wrestling? I don't think so.
I think he's scared to get in a ring.
He's
Ripper.
He's a ring announcer.
Knock his head off.
He's a ring announcer. I don't think he's afraid to get
in a ring. Are you
going? I thought you were selling popcorn.
Huh?
Oh, wait, no, there is no popcorn. I forgot.
Hey.
I try to keep up.
How about you?
How about me? What about me?
You ain't kids?
Yep.
How old?
She'll be 4 months Sunday.
Ooh, excuse me?
4 months. That's awesome.
Why are you here?
Because you said, hey, come on the radio. Well, you didn't.
You guys just had a little baby?
4 months ago.
Well, congratulations.
Awesome. Hey.
What's the girl's name?
Adeline.
Adeline? Steven.
Adeline Jane.
Well, that's awesome. AJ?
No.
You don't like AJ? AJ Foyt? You a wrestling fan?
I like Adeline. That's good.
We'll keep with Adeline?
Yeah.
A-D-L-E-N-Y?
Yeah, that was real close.
I'm not good at spelling.
No, I thought it was perfect.
You spell it. I bet you don't get it right.
You spell it. Got it. Yeah.
Hey, Neil.
What?
Let's go.
Sorry, I didn't.
I want you to spell Adeline.
There's probably several ways, but I will say A-D-E-L-Y-N.
He was closer than you.
I spell
A-D-E-L-I-N-E.
It's A-D-I-L-Y-N.
A-D-I-L-Y-N. Yep. Okay.
I like vowels.
A-E, is there an E in it?
No.
Dang it. Could have them all.
Could have.
Is there a U in it?
No.
So you're missing a couple of them.
Yeah. I mean, we could re-spell it different, figure it out.
Yeah. To suit your spelling, she'll change the way her kids
go. How many kids you got?
One.
How old?
She's seven.
Seven? She going Saturday?
Of course.
So she going to see Dad checking out?
You need to stop that right now.
I mean, Neil.
What? Sorry.
Neil even agreed with me. He said, coming up here, he said, I don't think he's going to wrestle. He's too wimpy.
I don't think I said that. What do you mean coming up here?
Me and you talking today on the way up here.
Nick and I were sitting in here when you came.
No, I mean me and you earlier today.
Oh, earlier today.
Remember?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Okay.
Neil, these crackers are horrible.
Well, the last time we had them, you said they're the greatest crackers we ever had.
What are these things?
I can't see what you're...
They ain't the same. They're a different color.
Yeah.
They're are these moldy?
They look like it.
It's probably seeds.
No,
probably.
We're not going to eat
those. That's a rounding endorsement there. It's probably seeds.
You got to eat one first if you're going. Hey, eat one of these.
I'm going to get you some club crackers so you quit crying.
Those are the best ones.
Where are your chicken crackers at?
These are good crackers, Neil. These were here when Chuck Hine had the insurance company.
There's your club crackers.
Hey, Neil. I'm a little testy today, ain't I?
You're mean. You're just mean about everything.
I'm not mean. We got another set of tickets to give away. Let's get a girl softball player to get some.
Tell them to get them on the phone and call.
Let's go, girls. We got tickets. Shane Strong.
How many you got?
We have two more tickets.
Just two?
Not wait a minute.
There's four here.
Wyatt thinks they're seeing John Cena. Is John Cena going to be there?
John Cena, unfortunately, will not be there.
If he would be there, that would be awesome.
He'd probably already be sold out. You wouldn't have tickets to give away.
Yeah. I don't think we can afford
it. Is he your favorite wrestler? Who's your favorite wrestler?
Of all time?
Yeah.
I mean, Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Papa gonna be an American.
That's not how the song goes at all.
It's American something, American hero.
Sang by Rick Derringer.
No. Papa gone.
Real American, Hogan's theme song is sang by Rick Derringer.
That'd be a lie again.
It's not a lie.
Hang on, Snoopy. Rick Derringer. Eat that.
Rick Derringer sings Hulk Hogan's theme song.
I wonder if he gets paid for that.
No, he does it for free.
Rick Derringer wrote and produced at least 20 years ago every one. I don't know if he wrote. He produced all the WWE, WWF music.
Yep. Wrong.
No, that is not wrong.
What do you think?
I don't know. That's a lot of music, but I'm
thank you very much. So even Coach called you out.
Any, of the, well, it doesn't matter if she's what you think. That
Coach is calling you both out.
Me, coaches think I'm wrong.
This
all
coach
the time.
Is my favorite coach in our program, and she's the only one we got. Everybody else has got fired or quit. What do you think of that? We only got one coach, though. You and Calpe. Everybody else, gone.
See what happens when they come on for recovery radio and all.
No, what happens is the refereeing so bad that the rip.
Are you serious?
A little bit.
Yeah, your mind works.
Maybe you shouldn't do any of our games next year if that's the way it's going.
Wow.
Yeah, I like it. Don't you, Neil?
Okay, yeah.
He's still working on Skype. Neil, it ain't working. If he gets this working, if you get this Skype working before the end of the show.
I won't be.
Can you play Hulk Hogan's theme song?
Maybe. Who sang Real American?
Hulk Hogan. I'm gonna be an American.
Rick Derringer.
Boomski.
Not the version Hulk Hogan sang, too.
Okay.
I don't think Hulk Hogan was a singer, though.
Yes. I mean, wrestled.
he did a little bit.
Hulk Hogan sang? Really?
He plays guitar, too.
His daughter did, Ashley.
Okay, that's not her name. So.
Well, blonde girl, Ashley.
The wrestling album.
Ric Flair's sounds daughter right. Is
that? Turns 30. The wrestling album.
Ric Flair's dead.
No, he's not.
Died about a year ago.
That's factually incorrect.
I've seen it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, there's
true.
Should do it then.
Yeah, Ric Flair's not dead.
Ric Flair.
Yeah, he's alive.
Dead.
No.
Dick the Bruiser.
He passed away.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yep.
Who else we know? I know other wrestlers. You watch wrestling growing up?
Jimmy Hart.
A little bit.
On 55?
Yep.
See, that's where I watched it, too.
My brother, my brother watched all the time because we had to try out new things on his sister. And
where's your brother live?
In Portland.
Does he need two tickets?
He might.
How old is he?
30.
Oh, he'd love it.
Yeah, but he's on his way to Myrtle Beach right now, so he probably ain't listening.
This thing works on the car phone, 107.9.
What?
That's our call numbers.
Call numbers.
That's.
I'll text him.
Tell him we got wrestling tickets. You didn't have your phone with you?
No.
Why wouldn't you have your phone with you?
Who holds their phone in their hand all the time?
She wasn't wanting to make any phone calls while she was talking to you, Bob.
Yeah, I wanted you to have my full attention.
You got full attention. Wait a minute, I got another text here. Not work related.
Oh, let's ignore that.
Yeah, we're that's out on dumb. That. It's work. Hey, it's 9 o'clock. Neil, you want to pay a bill again?
Huh? We can let some of the people know who supports Sport Recovery Radio in our sports.
But we want first say that Summer Slams for Shane next Saturday night at the Coldwater Palace. And there's going to be a great crowd there. And we have two sets of tickets, or one more set of tickets we'd like to give away.
Yep, one more pair.
So if you text in 419-852-9201, we'll set you right up. We also have Coach Stevens here. For you got a little longer here? You got to go? You in a hurry?
Nope, we're good.
Adeline, who's babysitting tonight?
My friend. Her name's Amy.
Amy's got Adeline?
Amy's got Adeline.
You a little worried about Amy do a good job?
No, she has her a lot.
Amy, a pooper lot? She poop a lot?
Does Amy poop a lot or is Adeline poop a lot? I mean, I don't know what Amy
Adeline
does.
That's Amy's business.
Yeah, that's her problem.
Has she had one make you gag yet?
No. Oh, I mean, I run a daycare, so...
Oh, so it doesn't
take
it.
Yeah, it takes a lot for that
How
to
many
happen.
Kids you got in your daycare?
A lot.
38.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
No, you don't.
In my room, there's...
You run it?
There's like 28.
Or you own it?
It's owned by my church, but...
Really?
Yeah.
What church?
Fairview United Methodist.
In Portland?
Yeah, it's just 5 minutes down 200. If you drive fast, I mean.
Don't drive. Neil would get there in about an hour. Dude drives 8 mile an hour.
55.
Liar.
He'd rather be safe than sorry, boy.
We're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Pete. You're right after this.
Here are the Butcher's specials at Wayne Street Market through April 25th. This week, they're featuring assorted boneless pork chops for just $3.49 a pound. And for your grill, assorted store-made brats for only $3.99 a pound, both packaged and ready to grab and go. Just stop by Wayne Street Market now through Thursday, April 25th, and check out these and other great deals throughout the store. Store-made brats for $3.99 a pound and assorted boneless pork chops for $3.49 a pound, both packaged and ready to go. Stop in for these great deals at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
The 8th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on June 7th, 8th, and 9th at Fort Site Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 ladies and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team spot before Monday, June 3rd, by contacting Cole Wendell at 419-852-7141 or Ryan Evers at 419-733-6448. The entry fee is $100 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2019 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head down to Fort Site Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2019 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Be sure to sign your team up before June 3rd. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun.
Keep on Dancing by the Gentrys, and the lead singer of that group,
Ricky,
Mouth of the South, was the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart.
Anvil.
Jimmy Hart, the Mouth of the South, one of the meanest wrestling managers there was. Yep.
You watch The Office? Really?
Nope.
You watch The Office?
I've seen season one.
Are you guys losers? You watch Game of Thrones?
Nope.
No.
I don't either.
Why not? Loser.
Stupid. I just finished season 8 of 24, though. That was pretty good.
Okay, so we just downloaded the Game Changer app on my phone. Coach did here. And if you download this, you can get all of our information, right? It's got our schedule.
You can't see the stats without paying, but you can watch play-by-play. Like, get on when we're playing a game, and
it'll tell you what's happening. It says here...
Now, who does the... If you can see the play-by-play, it says what happened. Who's doing that?
Recap, Shelby plays, Houston. Box score.
Oh, okay. So we have someone... Does the home team usually do that, or do we do that all the time, home or away?
We do it all the time.
Okay.
Okay, so here's my question, okay, on this. So can I get yesterday's stats on here? Or do I got to pay for it?
I think you have to pay for it.
You got to pay for that, okay.
I don't know if you're a family member. If you don't or not, you can try to be a family member, but...
Can I be your family member?
I don't know if it'll let you be one of mine. You might have to try to be one of the girls'. But
I think they, all of them think of you as
it's really cool because you
great
go
uncle.
Here. Oh, darn it. Never miss a thing. Where'd that come from? See? I just ain't very smart on this phone. But anyway, Game Changer, you can cover. You can follow Fort Recovery Girls Softball Program on there. And Coach Stevens and...
Steven.
It's Stevens tonight because okay. Adeline is big getting babysat by
okay.
Amy.
Okay.
So, am I right on that or not? Amy?
Amy, yeah.
See, I'm not dumb. He thinks I'm dumb.
I don't know why.
She's not real convincing on that one.
Oh, are you serious? I think she sounded very convincing.
Yeah, yes. Yes, she did. Yes,
she's my new best friend.
Correct. She's your first one.
Wait a minute. Michelle Hunt. Wait, I got some other outposts.
All right.
Maybe one of the guests tonight can explain the infield fly rule to you. Really, Al? I had it the last game and every game.
What'd you mess up on the infield fly?
It's $8. Fort Recovery 8 Radio needs to pay for it. Michelle Homan. $8, Spencer. Give me your credit card.
What are we...
Then you can,
what are we paying $8 for?
Game changer.
Oh, I thought you're...
And all that stuff.
I thought you're still trying to figure out the infield fly rule.
Look at this. She just sent... Okay. Michelle Homan is on her game.
She's
okay.
on it.
So yesterday, Brenna Homan was 2-for-4. Jay Homan...
Jackie
Homan was 2-for-4. Hannah Knapke, 0-for-3, scored a run. Lydia Winning, 0-for-3, scored a run and walked. The 10 girl scored a run. Greasy girl had 2 RBIs with a and was 1-for-3. And that's kind of cool. The Indians were behind early and scored 6 runs in the top of the 6th. Indians had 2 errors. New Bremen had 4. Indians lose 8-7. That's pretty good. I mean, it's not good that we lost, but that's pretty informative,
it'll
folks.
It'll give you a whole write-up after the game.
Yeah, well, that's good. I like that. When does the baseball team has that? Don't sit there and act like you know.
Give you this whole nice write-up, tell you everything you need to know after the game's over.
Well, see, that's what we need. Who does that?
It just automatically does it for you after your game's over.
Who keeps track of your game changer?
Shelby.
Houston.
I mean, I said it like 4 times now.
Yeah, you need to really keep up or like keep a pencil and take some.
Or what we could do is shut your yappers.
Yeah, because I'm the one talking uncontrollably.
Harold ain't here. I got to control the show.
Yeah.
It's definitely been under control.
Good job.
Everything's been organized. And
Neil screwed it up by not having Skype.
Yep, I don't know what happened.
And I just lost a tooth.
Okay, let's go look for it.
Just teasing. So, Coach, first of all, we're going to do Saturday's game, okay?
Okay.
And then we're going to do a tournament game. Spencey, in or out?
Yeah, whatever you guys decide you want to do, that's what we're
doing. Are we allowed to do tournament games without paying? Do we got to pay for it?
I think the first couple are the sectional and maybe the district are not charged in baseball. They are in basketball, but not in baseball and softball.
Wait, to cover on the radio, you got to pay to cover the game?
You dang right.
In the tournament, yes. It's an OHSAA property, so you get to pay.
I guarantee you that my text going off is outpost. Yep. See, I know it because he's on me about something.
Infield fly rule that you don't know anything about.
What don't you know about the infield fly rule?
I know everything there is to know about baseball.
Okay. Why don't you answer the question?
Because Tommy Galdine does the boys' game changer.
Good. All right. I like it.
And Michelle says she's going to come on and do... I'll be out of state Saturday. What is going on? She's not going to be there Saturday.
What?
Oh, man.
She'll be out of state.
Well, at least she'll be able to listen.
You can't turn it on. Turn the voice on. We just figured that out last week.
You can turn
You can listen to it. I'll tell you what's going on.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to have fun doing this girls' game. We did the girls' game last year at Jay County. It was...
How long do girls... In your estimation, Nick, how long does a girls' softball game usually last?
80 minutes.
Yep. The one we did at Jay County...
4 hours and 91 minutes.
It was way over 2 hours.
Score was 28 to 24.
I had a game this year that was over 3 hours.
Oh, that's horrible umpiring.
It was 27 to 18.
That's just... You can't let that happen.
I can't. They were hitting the ball.
Nah, you got...
Call them out. Step it on the plate.
You can't let that happen. Even coach don't want to be there that long, do you, coach?
Oh. And it was cold.
Unless we're winning.
Yeah, then we'll do it.
Yeah, keep going.
They had the heater on in the press box, but we were cold anyway.
We had a window. There's four of us up there. Yeah. And we had a window the size... What was the window? Maybe...
Yeah. It's twice the size of this computer screen.
That's about it. And there we are. We're all in there and we're freezing. I actually went outside and I think
peed your pants as soon as you got outside.
We was in there like sardines, but it was fun.
Yep.
But we're gonna have one. We're gonna do it Saturday. You got to make sure it don't rain. It's your job.
I'll do my best. I'll do my anti-rain dance. I don't know.
First of all, we got to win tomorrow.
Yeah. For sure, senior night. Those girls need it. They deserve it.
Get out there tomorrow, folks. Let's get these girls a W. Senior night. We got two great seniors.
Yep.
And there it is.
Hannah and Aaliyah.
And then we're going to have these girls on, if not next week, the following week. Because I think we got two shows left on Sports Talk before we shut her down for the summer.
Well, if the girls or boys keep on playing, we're going to keep doing Sports Talk.
We are.
Why wouldn't we?
He's dedicated. Come on.
Who's Neil or me?
Yeah, Neil. He's the one who wants to
get Neil.
I'll come back and hang out.
You're out. This will be your last time.
No, I don't believe so.
He is out.
I know what time it is and the door's not locked.
You ain't allowed to give yourself an out. Believe in Ben.
That's a great shirt.
It is. What's that for?
The young man has cancer and cold water.
So. Is that the Ben? What's his last name?
Hemelgarn. Right?
Is that Hemelgarn? So. That's the thing. Everything's going. Everybody's making. Mm-hmm. That's on Facebook. See it all the time.
Ella brought a form home from school. So we ordered some shirts.
So that's good. We got to get information on that kid, Spencey.
Yep. Okay.
If we can get something.
You're good at that. So I'll let you.
Yeah. Because we gotta.
I always get the wrong stuff.
Well, we'll take care of that because that's what we're about, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
We love doing stuff like that.
Yes.
But we also love, and the best thing that we do here at Fort Cover Radio is support student athletes. And we want to get the seniors up here and talk to them a little bit. So if you'd put that bug in your ear that they have either next Wednesday or the following Wednesday, they come up. We'd love to talk to them about their future endeavors and thank them for being part of girls softball. And we want to thank you for stopping up. You're a champ. Mm-hmm. We're rooting for you. We're going to be there Saturday for the St. Henry Mac game, and then we're going to cover the tournament. We're going to try to cover the tournament trail as long as we go. Let's hope it's a long run.
I'm looking at my weather report, and it says it's going to be 45 to 50 degrees and an 85%
chance. Yeah, but it changes all the time.
Yes, it does.
And girls softball.
Yes, it does.
Perfect softball weather. Perfect softball.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
85% chance of rain? Nah.
They're small diamonds. We can cover them.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of umbrellas will be all right.
Yeah.
Just get a whole bunch of people with umbrellas. Stand out there. You got her taken care of.
I like your thinking. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Nick Holland. EJ, thanks for coming up, kiddo.
Thank you.
Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Here are the Fort Recovery sports coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, it's baseball at Versailles. Friday, baseball at home versus Sydney Lehman, and it's senior night. Those games will be broadcast live on Fort Recovery Radio. On Saturday, the baseball team will travel to Kenton, and the JV team will play at 11, followed by a single varsity game. Fort Recovery Radio will not be broadcasting that game. Instead, we'll broadcast Indians girls softball at St. Henry. That'll be a doubleheader, and we'll broadcast the first game, which will be the MAC game. Lots of games scheduled the rest of this week. Boys at Versailles tomorrow, and senior night at home on Friday against Sydney Lehman. Both of those games will be heard live on Fort Recovery Radio. Saturday, boys with a JV varsity doubleheader at Kenton starting at 11 with no radio coverage. Instead, we'll be broadcasting our first girls softball game of the season as the ladies travel to St. Henry for a league, non-league doubleheader, and we'll broadcast the first game only, which will be the MAC game starting at 11. Get out to as many games as you can the rest of this week to support our Indians teams. But if you can't get there in person, we'll bring you all the games we can right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
No, I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
You're supposed to go a little longer.
Oh, okay. Here we go. One other. What do we want to play?
Why not? Listen, I'm about ready to start talking again.
play the Slams for Shane commercial.
Yeah, we can do that. If I can find it. Gonna roll back up there to right about there. Oops, don't have it.
Seatown Wings presents Slams for Shane on Saturday, May 11th at Coldwater High School.
This huge professional wrestling event will go to the Shane Strong benefit. Doors open at 5:30. Bell time for the first match is at 7 o'clock. Get your tickets in advance at warwrestling.com with reserved floor seats only $15 and general admission tickets $10 a piece or 4 for 30. Concessions will be available throughout the entire night. There will be a huge 50-50 drawing, and there will also be some great raffle prizes, including items from the Cincinnati Reds, Cleveland Cavaliers, the Cincinnati Zoo, and the Dayton Dragons. Don't miss it as War Wrestling and C-Town Wings present Slams for Shane on Saturday, May 11th, 7 p.m. at Coldwater High School. All proceeds benefit Shane Homan. Get your tickets now before it's too late at warwrestling.com.
Whose voice is that?
Man, you can tell just by that guy's voice that he's just a handsome guy.
Yeah.
Really?
And a great ring announcer.
The best.
But he's a wimp because he won't get in there and wrestle because Ripper will rip his head off.
You're saying a lot of things I don't understand what you're talking about.
Ripper Richards.
Blackheart.
Okay. Blackheart.
Do you pay attention to anything or are you using your own little world?
Ripper Blackheart. He's from Lima.
Hey, you got the first name right.
I don't know where he lives. He probably lives in a trailer or something.
Yeah, and what's wrong with him?
He's a jerk.
Really? Why?
I explained why he's a jerk.
Yeah, why?
He hit me in the face and told my daughter, or told me that I'm showing my daughter how to be a coward.
So what you're saying is... Anything you want to add to that?
No, I mean, I got some guys that are there to watch my back just in case this guy wants to get froggy that night, so.
And the reason is because he knows that he'd kill you.
That's factually incorrect.
So do we have some chairs we can hit him with?
Oh, there'll be all kinds. I mean, I'll just take the one that Bubba's sitting in.
Well, I mean, Ripper is built like a the house.
No, he's not.
He's been lifting.
He's been lifting Snickers bars into his mouth.
Why? He don't need to be in shape to take you.
Okay, he can take me anywhere if he's got a nice car.
But he can take you in the ring and pin you in about 4.8 seconds.
Okay.
4.8.
And he'll do the turnbuckle, he'll come off the turnbuckle and hit you with a power driver.
You're going to do a power driver off the turnbuckle?
Yep. Why not?
You don't even know what those words mean.
Really? Turnbuckle.
Yeah. He knows turnbuckle. Sometimes they use them with Coopers.
Turnbuckle. Yeah. And then
a pile driver off the turnbuckle?
Exactly.
No way.
I don't think you can do that.
That's going to happen.
How are you going to get the guy you're pile driving up on the turnbuckle?
How's he going to get me up there?
Put you in a suplex.
There you go.
Suplex.
Flex.
With a P.
Suplex.
Suplex.
And he'll put you in a sleeper like...
Roddy Piper.
No, it was Jim Hacksaw Dugan.
Okay, he never used a sleeper hold.
He did with his board.
What is the way a sleeper or the board?
What? Hit him with the head. Hit him in the head.
Hit him in the head.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
He would hit people with a board, but he wouldn't put him in a sleeper hold.
He could have if he wanted to.
I wouldn't think that Hacksaw's not really the most technical prowess wrestler, so I don't think
really
he submission holds.
He's dead.
He is not. That's really making me upset.
Hacksaw died in 2007.
I don't think so.
No, that's not true. He was still working in the WWE at that point.
Hacksaw Jim Dugan.
Uh-huh. Me and my wife.
Jimmy Dugan coached the girls' softball team.
That's not true at all.
Jimmy Dugan was Tom Hanks.
Yeah, they were playing baseball.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so lawyered.
Wasn't it, Neil?
Name of
the team.
I don't know.
Some girls team.
Really?
With Rosie O'Donnell.
I thought you knew everything.
I've never said that.
You acted like it.
Look at you sitting there, their arms all folded like you know everything.
Somehow.
If anybody knows the name of that team, they get 2 free tickets to SummerSlam.
Okay. Somehow we do not have a...
SummerSlam's a WWE event.
And they give that. We'll give 2 to that.
We don't.
You know we gave money?
It's in Brooklyn.
$1.78.
Can we fly somebody there? Jerry Kramer?
Where are we flying?
We're flying anybody there, Kenny. You can fly.
Jerry Mesher. Jack Mesher.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've lost track.
SummerSlam.
It's because Bubba has not said the name of the show correct ever.
Slams for Shane.
Slams for Shane.
That's exactly right. We're going to be there.
We don't have a death date for James Edward Dugan Jr., professional wrestler.
Alcohol. Are you allowed to drink?
No, there'll be no alcohol available.
That's dumb.
What do you care, Bob? You don't drink.
Family-friendly entertainment.
People can get hurt.
We're not selling alcohol at a school. Let's let common sense prevail.
So do you have to bring your own?
No.
Neil brand Kool-Aid.
Sorry.
How long is this going to take us?
About 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. For 2.5 hours, even if you want to come get bleacher seats, 2.5 hours, 4 tickets for $30. You're not getting a better value.
4 divided by 30. What is that? $7.50?
Yeah.
You're not getting a better value for entertainment anywhere.
Except there's no popcorn.
Me and my wife went to go watch Avengers this weekend, and it cost us...
$1.2 billion it took in.
It cost us like $35 to go to the theater before she had to get her Karma Corn and a soda.
That's about another 50.
Yeah, so I mean, I was in $100 just in the theater.
She didn't get caramel corn. She got buttered popcorn.
No, she had caramel corn.
Why would you not get buttered popcorn? You're going to go to a movie, get buttered popcorn.
She likes caramel corn.
But that's stupid. You don't go there. You get caramel corn.
We're not questioning her taste. She finds me
You cannot get buttered. You got to get buttered popcorn to go to a movie theater. That doesn't even make sense.
You're talking like there's rules and laws about this kind of stuff. Just because you like it and you drink gravy as a beverage doesn't mean that we just go around and we have to eat buttered popcorn when we're at the theater. Maybe we like caramel corn.
Who in old right mind gets caramel corn? You can get caramel corn at
and she's a beautiful, intelligent individual.
You can get caramel corn a
not
pound.
Caramel corn like this.
You can get it at Dollar General.
This was fantastic. I'm looking forward to
get popcorn at Dollar General.
Not buttered popcorn from the movie theater.
I'm looking forward to the caramel corn at Disney World because they melt Werther's Originals.
When are you going to Disney World?
June 5th. They melt Werther's Originals, and that's what they use for the caramel corn.
What do you mean you're going to Disney World June 5th?
We talked about this last time.
What about Cooper's?
We'll still be in business.
Yeah, they give me a vacation time.
You're about out.
After that trip, I will be just about out.
I looked at it.
I don't think that's true. I don't think they gave that much pertinent information at different
points. You
don't know. You're right. He doesn't know, but I bet that he...
I know. Yeah. I know a lot of things.
If you need to find out, I can show you how much I have.
Well, I'm just saying, don't overstep your Coopers. I'm
pretty sure they won't let him.
I've been talking to some people over there, a little down on your job.
Who you been talking to?
That one guy.
T-O-G, that one guy.
The big guy, huh?
Yeah, one guy runs a place over there. So we got a big wrestling match May 11th.
Yep.
Are you doing any games next year at Fort Kerry Basketball?
I don't know.
I think you're out. I talked to Barb and Brent. Wasn't too impressed with the job you did last year. Neil?
Stop laughing, Neil. Okay. Let's see. My schedule's not fully yet. Oh, my gosh.
Hello. What? Your schedule what?
It's not full yet, but I don't think I'm at.
I can tell you this much. I just got off the phone with Dicker. He's not happy.
Who?
Don Kemper, the commissioner.
Oh, yeah. Don likes me.
No, I think opposite.
I'm in the WBL a lot next year.
That's a good league. Bunch of losers.
Hey.
Fact. They don't listen to us, do they, Neil?
Half of them lose every game.
Neil.
Every game, at least one of the teams loses.
Neil.
Yes?
Are we back on all... Are we going to be able to go to all the arenas next year?
Probably not.
Dang it.
Not that I know of. I don't know. That's not up to
me. What we got
to
do?
I don't know. It's not up to me.
Let me write a letter.
Well, if you do, make it an X. It's easiest for you. That's the letter that's easiest for you. It's just an X.
Neil, we need to get back on good terms with the Mac.
Well, okay. I think I've done everything I can, but...
Not quite.
Okay, well, you can. We'll come in someday, and we'll sit down and try to figure
out... I got two more tickets for Shane Slams for Shane.
Every
Summer
time.
Slams for Shane.
Oh, my gosh. You're the worst.
It's going to be big, folks. Here we go. That's Rick Derringer.
Just a drum roll, just in case your phone happened to ding right there.
We got two more tickets. Al Post is listening. How about Troy Homan? He listens every week.
Yeah, plus Shane's his cousin, so maybe he might be interested in going. I'm pretty sure he doesn't care about that kind of fun stuff, though.
I love Troy Homan.
Yeah,
I love all them boys.
Yeah, they're and Brenna. Brenna's awesome.
Brenna's about to get fired at Cooper Farms.
Why?
Insubordination to her boss.
Are you her boss?
Yep.
I guess she ought to get a raise.
And a medal.
And a promotion. Yeah, and a medal.
Reds, no score. Top of the eighth.
I tell you what, the most inconsistent team in baseball.
Who?
Reds.
They're coming.
Like, they can have a game where you're like, okay, these guys maybe be contenders. Then they have another game where it's like, I don't think they could beat a AAA team.
Well, you don't follow them if you ain't rude enough.
What?
You don't root enough for them.
You just have an answer for everything.
Just for me.
It's almost always wrong. Yeah. He just makes it up as he goes. He has no factual information about anything, but he just fills in the blank with whatever pops in his mind.
Raining out.
Okay. Yeah?
We got to play tomorrow.
Yes, we do need to play.
I mean, that's probably...
Let me tell you something about our baseball.
We can't keep having rainouts in MAC games. That can't happen. We just have to get to play.
We'll build a dome.
Our baseball team is not that far away.
You're right. Absolutely right.
We just need to get over this hump. We knew we had our meat of our schedule coming.
Yep.
And we faced some good pitchers, and we've lost a little confidence. But I still think we got a good team. We got big game. We can beat ourselves.
What? Oh, my gosh. Food out of your mouth.
Yes, we can beat Versailles. Yes, we can beat
We can beat them.
Yes, we can. And right now, I'm looking at the precipitation possibility is at 4 o'clock, it's 11. 6 o'clock, it's 18. 8 o'clock, it's 36.
Tonight?
No, tomorrow.
In the morning?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, game time. So,
let's go.
So it's not... It's not big.
Hey, we're in the press box there tomorrow. They take care of us at Versailles. I love Versailles.
Yep, they're pretty nice people.
They have a very nice baseball field.
They do.
Yeah, oh, that's nice.
I think they got some money thrown into it.
Yep. They have some pretty...
How about the Blue Jackets?
I haven't seen a whole bunch on Facebook from Gary. They were 1-1 the last I heard.
They won last night.
2-1.
Oh, man. I love it. That's awesome.
I'm in a Twitter war with Ross.
All right. I'm not sure who I'm rooting for in there.
He says he hates all the bandwagon Blue Jackets fans. Who cares?
I don't know about hockey to have an opinion.
I'm a Blue Jackets fan without ever having seen a hockey game, and I don't understand it only because Gary Bruns is a crazy Blue Jackets fan.
No, Ross grossed me out. He said he's going to bring a dragon in here tonight.
A dragon?
Mm-hmm.
For what? What kind of...
Because he's a Game of Thrones guy.
Okay.
I say, why don't you go kill a dragon? Told him, didn't I?
I'm thinking about starting to watch that series.
It's stupid. Mm-hmm. I never watched it. My wife and kids think it's the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's probably on one of those... is that Netflix?
That's on HBO.
Is it HBO? I don't get HBO. I'd have to pay for that. But I already paid $700 a week for my cable just to watch Channel 7 News.
You don't pay $700.
It feels like it.
They're mad at me, too, Wabash is.
Well, they should be. You said it's something bad about them.
What'd you say about Wabash?
I'm trying to watch a race Sunday.
Okay.
Couldn't get it.
Why not?
Picture kept freezing.
Yep. Picture kept freezing.
Yep. Kept cutting in and out. All
everybody that had Wabash?
Everybody. Every Wabash, every channel. Everybody that had it.
And then the Masters the week before had the same thing on Thursday.
I didn't.
We got Thursday Network.
And I just said... I'm just, you know, I'm like, come on, man. Talladega. How about all your Earnhardt fans?
I was upset because I had to turn off the NFL draft last week.
Why?
Had to go. The tornado sirens went off in Coldwater.
You didn't listen to those.
The tornado sirens went off, so I'm keeping my family safe.
No. You got to do is follow the weather on Channel 7.
No.
Huh?
Well, okay.
Bob, did you watch the NFL draft?
Yeah.
What team do you go for in the NFL?
Browns.
Sorry to hear that.
Really?
Yeah.
Who you like?
I'm a Bengals fan.
Well, you're a loser.
Oh, I'm okay.
The same.
I was happy with our draft. What a good comeback. Exhaling.
Why would you take a tight end in the second round? You got Eifert and you got Husmanzada.
Okay. Husmanzada is a wide receiver. He's been retired for years. We do have CJ Uzomah on.
Him too.
Tyler Eifert, I'm banking on maybe 25 plays this year.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Why don't you support him a little bit?
He plays.
I say what? He's, he plays when he's out there, he's one of the best red
zone. Yeah, he really is. He's really good.
But he's not out there a lot. And CJ Uzomah is a good role playing tight end, but I think they went after Drew Sample because obviously the thought from this draft is that they want to run the ball.
Did we
hello answering the phone?
Yes, who's this? Hang on 1 second.
Hello. All
right, who we got here?
Shelby Easton.
Shelby, how are you?
Good. I keep the game changer for the softball team.
We heard that.
Yep.
Well, you're awesome.
Thank you.
Guess what?
What's that?
We got two more tickets left.
Two tickets.
Sweet. That means I can take EJ.
You can take EJ. She won't go.
You don't think?
No.
Why won't she go?
Because she really doesn't like you.
That's not true at all. I'm a very likable person.
She heard looks at you. She was a little disappointed.
That's just when women look at me.
He's only in the ring for 30 seconds at a time.
Yeah. Hey, Shelby.
In and out.
Yep.
I am going to take these tickets and I'll give them to Coach. And you're going to have tickets on the second row for May 11th for Slams for Shane.
That's awesome. Not the first row, but it'll work.
That's right. Well, we might. If somebody don't show up, maybe we'll move her in the front.
Yeah, they're all sold.
They are?
Yeah.
But somebody won't show up. Somebody will be sick.
You can get us in the front row.
I cannot.
Yes, you can. Don't count us out yet, okay?
Nah.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you later.
I feel like I'm being ignored this entire time. But anyway, going back to the Bengals, I think the thought process from the team is that they want to run the ball. Drew Sample is the best blocking tight end in the draft. Yes, I agree that the value probably could have been there later on in the draft. But the bottom line is, you see a player you want, you take him. So they saw a player they want, they take him. I don't agree with the pick at all. But it's the team philosophy. So
you like first pick?
I love the first pick. Yeah, I'm sitting there, and my wife's like, well, who do you want? I'm like, selfishly, I wanted Haskins. But I was like, if we're not going to take a quarterback, we need someone to keep the quarterback upright.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to address the defense a little stronger than what we did, but we got a linebacker, Jermaine Pratt, out of
it. So how close are you to coming to be a Browns fan? Real close?
Not very. No.
I mean, very close?
Nah.
I mean, like, we're almost there?
No. I tell you what, I did like the Browns draft.
And you're thinking what?
That.
Super Bowl!
No, I'm just waiting for them to see how they're going to Browns it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Neil, you back me up on this.
Well, I'm not a professional football fan by any means, but I the Browns are the Browns.
No, now, honestly,
I think they're finally getting out of it, but
I don't wish any ill.
I thought that a few other times.
I don't wish any ill on the Browns. I mean, because honestly, the fan base has been through so much. Like, yeah. They should be able to have a season where they win or whatever like that. So I don't have any dislike as much towards them like I do the other two teams in the division.
Who you like better? The Browns or the Ripper?
Browns. You know what makes Ripper even worse? He's a Steelers fan.
Oh. Really?
So, oh my God.
Will he be there Saturday?
Next Saturday? Yeah, Ripper's going to be there. Yeah, he's representing some of his clients that are there. Some
really?
Unfortunate souls that give him money to manage their lives.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever talked to Ripper?
I was the play-by-play guy at War, and he was the color commentator, so we've had many conversations, and he's a jerk.
Mm-hmm. And he slapped you?
Thanks for keep bringing that up. Yes, he did.
Where at?
In the face.
Where were you wrestling at?
It was in Huntington, Indiana.
On 30.
Sure.
Yeah. Yep. That's where Dan Quayle's from.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. His family owned the newspaper there.
He's from Marion, Indiana?
No, he's from Huntington.
I wrestled in Marion, Indiana. My first wrestling match ever was in Marion, Indiana.
Really?
Yeah.
And?
Home of Jimmy Dean, the sausage guy.
Correct. And what happened?
Jimmy Dean, the sausage guy's from there?
No, he's from Columbus.
It's James Dean, the actor.
From Fairmount.
Yeah. One of the managers at Cooper Farms. It was Tim Simon. I don't know if you know Tim or not.
Oh, yeah.
But he was asking me, I was like, well, where are you wrestling at tonight? I was like, oh, I'm going over to Marion, Indiana. He's like, oh, home of James Dean. I look around, I was like, the sausage guy?
Yeah. But it's not Bob Dean.
James Dean, the actor, is from Marion.
Well, he's actually from Fairmount, which is...
Yeah, they do a car show there.
West of there. South and east of there, I mean.
So,
yep.
Keith, rock and roll, rock on.
James Dean.
Jimmy Dean. Rock on.
Oh, my God. Gosh, will you knock it off?
Okay, I'm turning him down. Go ahead with your statement.
But no,
good song.
Me and my wife, we went down to Gatlinburg, and they had the car
that he got. Gatlinburg sucks.
No, it doesn't.
They got a new walk bridge there. Longest walk bridge in the history of the world.
I saw that.
You can walk to, like, Kentucky. It's a long bridge.
You can walk anywhere you want.
It got a long walk bridge. It's like glass.
I saw that. Yeah, I'm terrified of heights, so I'm never.
Me too. I can't do it.
Well, I mean, yeah, because you'd fall faster than the rest of us.
I'm not scared of heights. That's what you're saying.
I've walked from Tennessee to Kentucky before.
That's a lie?
Just like right next door?
Yeah, like walking close.
Neil, you're from Kentucky.
My dad said that...
An old Kentucky rain.
My dad said that the way he used to tell people how to get to his house was go down the road.
Go to the slosh and cut off?
When you get to Tennessee, turn around and come back, take the first dirt road on the right.
That's where he lived?
That's how he got to his house.
Coming home from Crestview a couple weeks ago, I was doing games with
him.
I ended up on a gravel road.
In Ohio?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Wow, I've been a lot.
Why would I make that up?
Why would you get lost coming back from Crestview?
Did you take
49?
I didn't get lost.
He's going to Coldwater, so you got to take the road.
Take 49.
Yeah, well,
not coming all
till you get to 224.
49 goes through Crestview, bub.
Yeah, I'm not coming over here to get 49. I'm going to take 118 up to Parkway and go
through high water.
Yeah, it was kind of a mess getting up there on Saturday.
See?
Fort Recovery's JV boys team was playing there that day.
No, we don't have a JV team.
Yeah, boys JV? Yes, we do. Got all those sophomores that aren't on the varsity.
Girls.
Oh. I thought you said.
No, they had a JV baseball game going on at the same time. I was
he said, JV
game.
Baseball is what he said, Bob.
You're like a turd in the punch bowl. Just nobody likes you.
we like him, but only because he says stuff like that. You're turning into Bill there, Bob.
No.
No. That's exactly Bill.
I love it when he does it, when he knows he's wrong, he'll just blatantly deny it.
Like, what are you talking about?
Like, how you don't know the infield fly rule.
I know the infield fly rule.
What is it?
Pop up. Bases, okay. First, second, or loaded.
What's the definition of a pop up? Yeah, first, second.
One out. If the umpire rules that the infielders can make the play.
You're missing a phrase at the end of that.
Potato chips.
If an infielder can make a play with reasonable effort.
Oh, sorry.
No, there was controversy in MLB.
I'm sorry.
In MLB wildcard game.
Harry Wendelstadt.
At Atlanta.
You know who Harry Wendelstadt is?
His son is Hunter. They're both umpires.
Harry's dead.
Yeah, you're right.
So is he dead?
Yeah, I'm not feeling too good myself. Right.
So, but no, there was a controversial play in MLB playoffs where there was a pop-up, and it traveled midway into the outfield, but the shortstop was making a play on it, and they still called it an infield fly.
Well, if the umpire made that call, you got to stick with it.
Yeah, it's a judgment call.
Thank you.
We have to make them all the time.
So is there anything you want to say to me?
We're very sorry.
Thank you, Neil.
That you said anything.
And come on, Bob.
I have nothing to
that
say.
That you said anything.
I think I've covered everything about you, but I would like to thank Neil for having me on tonight to talk about Slams for Shane.
Hey, seriously, it's going to be a great show.
It is.
And there's tickets available at the door. And this thing from now till then will just get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I mean, usually it steamrolls in the last week. So, you know, I urge everyone beforehand to go online, warwrestling.com, warwrestling.com. Get your seats for this huge show because, you know, you'll save a couple bucks. And if you're wanting the floor seats, you can reserve your individual seats.
There are, what, 10 of those left, you said?
10 second rows. And we opened up, we added a third row on one side that, and some of those have been bought too.
Infield fly is not a dead ball.
It's not a dead ball. You can advance at your own risk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just screwed that up.
I did not say
Al that. Al Post.
He didn't say
Al
that.
Al Post said it.
Okay. Well,
you cannot triple stamp a double stamp. You can do it all you want, but you can't do it.
So now we're quoting Dumb and Dumber when we're referring to baseball rules.
Okay.
Al knows the rules. He played baseball.
God bless Al. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm not denying that. Al knows what he's talking about.
So he didn't. Involved. He didn't.
Why are you calling Al a liar?
He didn't
call Al a liar.
He didn't.
Al is not a liar.
Anything that Nick said and Al said don't disagree with each other.
Boomski.
They're everything both of them said is correct. I can both be right.
What's in that drawer?
What drawer?
That door there.
Oh, that door.
It's a whole lot of mind your business. That's what's behind that door.
That is a thing that has all kinds of electric wires or speaker wires that go to all the speakers in each room.
Maybe that's why our Skype ain't working. Waterlogged.
No.
You think the Skype is damaged by the floodwaters?
No. Skype is damaged by me trying to figure it out.
It's not too bad down there right now.
You walked around the park.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because I got into town early. I went for a walk.
That's insanity.
Why?
High waters.
There was no high water down there.
The river.
The river's across the...
The Wabash is flowing hard.
Yeah?
Anyway, I walked down by a Fort
Sutton. You know where the start of the Wabash River is?
Where?
Outside of town, about 2 miles, right, Neil?
Well, that's where the sign is. It's actually over by Eldora Speedway.
You want to make a dollar bet?
Somebody 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago put a sign up out there because it was on State Route 49.
Okay.
But it starts around almost exactly at Eldora Speedway in that dam, those ponds they have there. Yeah, I think those ponds are near the beginning.
Proof, please.
Well, it's documented on just about everything.
We can show you proof.
There's a sign.
We can show you proof.
There is a sign
and all kinds of stuff, and you still wouldn't believe.
There is a sign down there, and that is not.
Well, the sign say the Wabash started on Fort Redark County line.
Okay.
Who sings that song?
Not you,
David Partridge,
Five Man Electrical Band
from the Partridge Family.
I don't think so.
David Cassidy sang it.
I don't think he did. He might have sang it, but he didn't have a hit with it. It was Five Man Electrical Band.
Well, you're going to lose that bet. Check it out.
Man, wouldn't you just love to hit Bubba with a guitar?
No, I'll just hit him.
Hit me with a chair Saturday night. I ain't going into that ring.
No, you're not.
Why? insurance?
Yeah, we cannot let fans in here.
Now, there is a newer version of this, but this is five-man electrical band.
Let me hear it.
Jumping ahead a little bit.
Yeah, don't play the karaoke version. I don't want to listen to this guy singing anymore.
And the sign said,
five-man electric band.
People need not apply. That's David Cassidy.
That is not David Cassidy.
You want to bet?
I'm very sure. Five-man electrical band.
Boom. He said you look like a fine, outstanding young man.
Upstanding.
I think you do.
Outstanding.
Up.
Thanks for coming over tonight.
I appreciate you having me.
You're not very smart. I mean, umpire wise. Al Post called you out. And EJ don't like you. This has been a disastrous show.
Because you just ran this thing into a wall.
This is one of the worst shows we ever had. Neil, agree?
It's one of the ones that where you've disagreed with almost everything everybody said. I couldn't find David Cassidy.
I feel bad for the
signs.
Coach having to sit here and listen to you.
Me and Coach get along great.
Yeah. It doesn't even sound like she even knew who you were.
Are you serious? Me and EJ go back last year.
Oh, way back.
Well, that's when she started, so I guess that's...
You know, the next game I do, I'm going to shake everyone's hand at the table but yours.
I'm not scared one bit.
I'm not trying to intimidate you.
I'll be there Saturday.
You promise?
Yep, and the Ripper and you are going at it, because the Ripper will knock your head off.
I tell you what, when I come out to the ring, I'll give you a high five. How about that?
That's fine.
How about that?
When you get thrown out?
I just want to be friends. I just want to be your friend.
What about that? What are you going to do when the Ripper hits you over the chair?
I'll be prepared for whatever happens.
No, you have goons there to protect you.
Just like he'll have goons.
Hey, that's not a bad thing.
Can Neil be one of your goons?
No, I want people who are tough.
No, I'm out.
Really?
I am out.
Have you ever seen this guy with his shirt off?
No, geez, don't frighten the children.
The room will clear out.
Don't frighten the children.
He's been lifting.
No, 12-ounce curls.
Look at that soda he's got there.
12-ounce curls.
Thanks for coming up.
I appreciate it. But in all seriousness, I know we've had a good time with it tonight, but it's seriously such a great cause. And even if it's not something that you're really into, I just ask that you please come out and just support the show and just give us a shot. A lot of people think a lot of things about wrestling, but I say wrestling is like movies. There's different genres and all different kinds of things. So this is a very family-friendly product, and it's a very entertaining product. And last year, there was a lot of people who have went to the show that are not wrestling fans that are repeating coming back to this one because they had such a good time at that one. So all I ask is that, you know, you come out and support, and you sit there with an open mind and just let us entertain you, and I guarantee you'll walk away with a great experience.
And tickets are available where?
At warwrestling.com, or you can get a hold of me, Nick Hahn, on Facebook, and I can help find those and get those reserved for you. We have some floor seats, $15 a piece. Bleacher seats are $10 a piece, or 4 for $30. And that 4 for $30 is only good up until the day before the show.
And we also have 50-50. We got tickets or t-shirts you can buy. And it's a great cause, folks.
And my wife has got some great raffle prizes lined up, too. The Dayton Dragons have given us stuff. Awesome. Cincinnati Reds gave us tickets. The Cincinnati Zoo has given us tickets.
Cincinnati Reds tickets. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and the Cleveland Cavaliers sent me a gift pack as well. Awesome. So, and there's a lot of local businesses that have stepped up and given us some. Yeah. Keith Wenning, I just found out today, Keith's given us some stuff.
Good.
So, there's a lot of different things there, you know, from sports all the way up to, like, I think my wife got, there's like a massage from someplace that has donated.
I need on my back.
Yeah?
Fee needs that.
Fee's going down.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for my partner.
He's down right now.
But, Nick Hahn, you're a great guy, man. I wish you the best of luck, and what you do for raising money for these kids is what it's all about, and we kid and we joke around, but we're here to help kids out. We're here to raise money for a great family and a great kid, and that's what you do, and you're a class guy, and you're probably going to get your head knocked in Saturday night.
I'll tell you what I'll do
uh-huh.
for you
right.
is after the show, that Wednesday, I'll come in here and we can talk about
it. We'll discuss this thing because it's going to be ugly.
Yeah, and then maybe I'll slap you around.
And I'm not scared.
I'm not. I don't want you to be scared.
Neil, am I scared?
Yes. No, I want you at your best, which
is a lot.
Isn't much.
It's a lot from what I understand.
But, hey, Jose Iglesias hits a bomb in the top of the ninth. Reds lead 1-0.
All right. Bazinga!
I like it.
I love Jose Iglesias.
Yeah, a kid that wasn't even supposed to be on the team.
I like it when he's with Willie and they sing for
all the girls I loved before.
Yeah, that's all.
Remember when he called in?
One
time? Oh my gosh. Yes,
that was calling to breakfast.
I would like to wish Fee a speedy recovery and get back here and manage these guys because this is.
We want to thank EJ Steven for coming up here and talking girls softball. We wish the girls the best of luck. We're going to be on here tomorrow night at Versailles Indian Baseball. We got to get turned around. Let's go Indians.
Indian softball.
Baseball tomorrow. Softball. Yeah.
We got baseball tomorrow and Friday.
And Friday, we got a home game versus Sydney Lehman.
Yep.
Back-to-backs are hard in baseball.
Yeah. And we play Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
At Kenton in a JV varsity doubleheader.
So when you guys do that, do you guys bring both teams, or do you guys just have the varsity play two games in a row?
No, it's for Kenton, it'll be JV playing first,
okay,
and then the varsity play second. But we won't be broadcasting that one. This will be the when we do our first girls softball game.
That'll be fun
on Saturday at St. Henry. So
that'll be a lot of fun.
Weather permitting, you should bring the radio to the Slams for Shane and broadcast the show.
Oh man,
then that would make people not want to go.
No, they can listen to it archived.
Who do we have that could announce it? I mean, I know my Superflies and my turnbuckles.
I wouldn't want you to do it because you'd be calling it Suflex.
It's a Suflex.
It's not.
With a half Nelson.
Like I'm not trying to be...
I like the full Nelson.
I'm done.
Hey. You don't know it. We know our wrestling here at Fort Recovery.
I don't.
Neil,
thank you, Neil, for the first bit of honesty tonight.
Yes.
We'll get it figured out, won't we, Spencer?
Probably not.
You give us an hour to read up on it. We'll know everything.
Spencer, you coming to the show?
Oh, yes.
My man.
Yep.
My man.
We'll be there.
Yep.
Full Recovery and represent. We always do.
Yeah. You know, that's one thing. Everybody in Mercer County seems like we all help each other.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. You know.
Wonderful place we live in.
Yep. Good people, and everybody wants to help. And if that's your only motivation for going to this, that's great. If you are a big time wrestling fan, make sure you get there. If you just want to help a great cause, get there. It's going to be a bunch of fun. It's a good show.
That's the thing. You know, and especially if you have young ones, you know, they tend to really enjoy the show.
Yep.
Who paid for your tickets?
Our promoter got them pretty
nice. Similar.
I don't know. Yeah.
Those are real tickets. Those are real glossy.
I know.
Heavy.
Big time.
Paper.
I'm fired up.
How about those extra things I gave you for the people that won those tickets?
Nobody's going to want that.
What?
It's Nick Hahn autograph.
That's what I'm talking about. You got to go to the restroom.
Why do you have to be so negative about me? All I try to do is love.
Thanks for listening tonight, folks.
So dull.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Fee will be back next Wednesday night.
We hope.
We're going to try to get the seniors in here. They're going to start coming in because the season's winding down. We wish Indians the best of luck. Nick Hahn, thanks for coming in. Spencey, good job tonight, brother.
Yep.
For Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, we'll see you next Wednesday.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be right back.